If those of you don't know, I'm Caleb Farley, and I'm a junior up at Rogue Valley Avenue School and a member of the Hope Team. And Hope is a group of young people that we are just under 2 years old, and we started this group, and last year we went on a tour and shared the drama that you're about ready to see. We started at Milo Adventist Academy and went all the way up to Shelton, Washington, and shared it with the church up there. And God has been very evident in this group, and it's been a lot of fun to be a part of His work. And Satan has tried hard not to make it happen. It took a while for us to get going on our trip and for the details to be taken care of. And along the way, he tried his best to shake the group up. But we all came to realize that when Satan doesn't want something to happen, that God will make it happen. And it's been just a total blast to be part of that and to be able to reach out and share our experiences with everyone we come in contact with and just be used by God to lead others to Him. And later on, we're going to have some people are going to share their own personal callings, and you'll get a little piece of that too. So I want to read you guys a text real quick. It's Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your old men will dream, your young men will see visions. I'll even pour out my spirit on their servants, men and women both. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on earth below. Blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red. Before the judgment day of God, the day tremendous and awesome. Whoever calls help God gets help. On Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be a great rescue, just as God said. Included in the survivors are those who God calls. And the Hope Team feels that we have been called, and we feel that it's the time to take God's second coming seriously and to be a part of the youth standing up for what's right in our school and in our church and in our daily lives, just with anyone who we come in contact with. And like I said before, we're going to have some of the other members are going to share their personal callings, and I want to share with you mine at this time. To be an example and leader for Christ in our school and everywhere else. Be a soldier in God's army to fight for good and stand up for purity. Love those around me unconditionally and as Jesus did. Be a Christian, don't just have the name. Let God heal my heart in His time and surrender myself to Him. Share my experiences with others so God may bless their hearts through me. Let my brokenness be a bridge to reach others. And, the only way we really can reach others is by sharing our own experience. And that's something we've, in our team, have strived to do. At the end of each program, we do either our testimony or our calling. And that, that touches people. And even though there's a generation gap sometimes, everyone has trials and tribulations, and everyone can relate to God's love and peace. And this is hope.
She is running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. She is trying, but the canyon's ever widening in the depths of her cold heart. So she sets out on another misadventure just to find she's another 2 years older and she's three more steps behind. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, with all the lost and lonely people, searching for the hope that's tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear? can anybody see? She is yearning for shelter and affection that she never found at home. And she is searching for a hero to ride in, to ride in. French charming, and he knows just what to say. Momentary lapse of reason, and she gives herself away. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, all the lost and lonely people searching for the home is tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? If judgment looms under every steeple, if lofty glances from lofty people they can't see past a scarlet letter, and we've never even met her. If judgment looms under every steeple, if lofty glances from lofty people can't see past a scarlet letter, and we've never even met her.
My name is Katie, and I'm 16. In this drama, I play the girl. There are problems in this girl's life, however, we don't exactly clarify what these problems are. To begin with, she goes to her parents for help, but they're too preoccupied with their own problems to realize their daughter needs them. She goes to the church, but doesn't really know she's welcome there. Then she finds a group of people who are accepting and wanting to help her, but she's confused and doesn't know what to do. So she tries her parents again, and the church again, and she continues to search for someone who can help her and love her and make the pain go away. And through this searching, she thinks she finds someone who can do all these things for her. She gives herself to him only to be left with more hurt, confusion, and emptiness. She feels so low and like no one is there for her. In the end, things become so unbearable that she tries to numb the pain with suicide. There are some ways in which I can identify with this character. There have been times in my life when I felt alone, confused, and like I had no one to turn to. I've had to deal with difficult things in my life. Through dealing with losing my father because of negative decisions he's made in his life, my brother moving out halfway through his senior year, and losing people I've been close to, I haven't always turned to God. Oftentimes I've turned to negative things in my life to try and make myself feel better. It didn't make me feel better at all, and in the end made me feel lower than I ever had. From the time that I joined this Hope team last year to now, I've slowly but steadily grown closer to God. And I've learned that I need and can always turn to God for anything in my life. And that's why I'm in this group, to share that with others, to let them know that they can always turn to God and He will always be there for them. Joshua 1:9 says, I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. My name is Joseph, and this day I play Satan. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, But let us of this time be sober, putting on the breastplates of faith and love, and the helmet of hope of salvation. I'm in this drama to teach others that even though this is a dark and hurtful world, we may think that no one understands us, that we're all alone. There is someone out there that loves us so much that He gave His life for us, and that man is Jesus Christ.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andrew, and I'm in this drama, and I play a dark angel. I'd like to share with you a few things I learned on this drama. One of the things I learned was that I need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And in the Bible, there's a bunch of stories about people like Abraham and David did a bunch of bad things, but God still loved them, and He did great things for them and through them. And it all mattered. It all came together because they had a personal relationship. And I encourage you to have your own personal relationship with Jesus, because it will make your whole life go better. And after you've found your personal relationship, take it and share it with others so that they can come to know God too.
Hi, I'm Noelle, and in this drama, I play a dark angel. About 7 years ago, my parents surprised my brother and I with the news that that they were going to have another baby. And then we were surprised with even more news that it was going to be a baby boy, because I really want to be a big sister again. I really enjoyed being a big sister. As the months went by, and then my parents said that they had to go on a trip. And I really didn't think anything of it. But then they came back, and I noticed that something wasn't quite right. But they had brought us gifts, so I was too preoccupied. Then they told us the news. My mom had lost the baby, and that really struck me, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And so I needed someone to blame. So I decided to blame God, because He's supposed to be good and He's supposed to not let bad things happen to people. So then I went up to my room, and I hid behind a chair, and I started screaming and bawling. And if you would have gone into the room, you would have never seen anybody except me. But no one was in there, but I knew God was there, and I knew that I was screaming at Him, and I knew that He could hear me. The years went by, and I kept trying to get closer to God, but for some reason there was this barrier, and I couldn't seem to get close to Him, and I didn't know why. Then at the beginning of this year, I joined Hope. And about a month ago, we went on a trip to the coast. And the first night that we were there, Pastor Elizabeth told us to write a prayer to God and to pour out our hearts to Him. And so I decided to ask God for forgiveness, because I hadn't. And I did, and I felt a lot better afterwards. But then I also asked Him if He could show me a reason why He allowed it to happen. And I really didn't think of it much over the next day. Then she told us to read a chapter in the Bible. So I decided to pray before I read my Bible. And while I was praying, I kept hearing Ecclesiastes 3. And Ecclesiastes 3 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And I've read it like 1,000 times. But when I read it this time, it finally clicked. It said that there is a reason why everything happens. We may not know what it is, but God has a reason for everything. And at that moment, it felt like a big giant weight was lifted off my heart, and it felt really good. And so I just want to encourage you all, if there's something that's on your heart and you haven't asked God for forgiveness, I encourage you to, because it makes you feel a lot better.
My name's Ryan Moore, and in this drama, I play one of the parents. I'm in hope to let people know that no matter how bad they mess up or how far astray they go, there is hope and that God is there.
My name is Chelsea, and this is my second year in Hope, and I just wanted to share that last year, even when I joined it, my faith was still at its weakest point that it's ever been, and I tried to come back to my Papa God, and everything just got harder. I had to surrender it all and trust that when things don't go my way, they're going His. It's always been said that when things get hard, Satan is working overtime to tear down something great. I take it one day at a time. I still struggle when things don't go my way, but I remember and I surrender it all.
Hi, my name is Jordan. I have a verse, Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally be strong in the Lord, and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This verse applies to my life because when the devil tries to work hard in your life to ruin it, the Lord is right there to help you. I'm in this drama to help show other people about God.
Hi, my name is Jalen. And when I was younger, my parents came to me and told me that we had to move from Washington, where I'd lived all my life, to Oregon. And at first, I was really mad at my parents because I didn't want to move. But then they told me it was God's will, so I was mad at God. And when I first moved here for the first year or two, I was really sad, and I wanted to go back to my old friends. But then I prayed to God, and I told Him that I felt alone and that I wanted a friend, and God sent me a friend. And we became really good friends, and we were friends for a few years. And then my relationship with God started to slip, and so did mine with my friend. Her and the guy I liked got into the popular group, and I didn't. And I remember them being together and whispering, and when I came by, they'd be silent. And the silence was worse than anything they could say. I remember running into the bathroom, locking myself in the stall, and crying. I wondered why God had given me a friend just to take them away. Then, one day in church, when the person up front was praying, I started praying too. I told God I knew that He was real, but I needed to feel Him there, and that I felt abandoned and alone. Then I opened my eyes, something I normally don't do during prayer, and I saw the light. I knew it was just the sunshine, but it was like God was there, and He was telling me that no matter what happened, no matter where my friends were or my family, He would always be there for me. Now I'm moving again, and I'm scared, but I know I have a God who will always be there for me. In 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, it says, "We are often troubled, but not crushed, sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend, and though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed."
Happy Sabbath. My name is Josh. I play a white angel in the skit. And I'm in this earth. I feel like God's calling me to help others praise eternally, to share about God's love, to tell other people about a God that gives second chances. And I ask God to use me as a tool to help me to show others to God. And I tell God to really help me, and because I pray for that people when they look at me, I want them to say that you're a Christian. I want them to see that the reflection of a Christian. And it's God's will what He chooses to do with each one of us.
I'm in Hope to reach out to and love the fallen, the risen, and anyone who stands in between.
One verse that has helped me come closer to God is 1 Corinthians 4:9-10, which is the prayer of Jabez. It goes, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted his request. In this prayer, Jabez asked God that God's hand would be with him. I think this is something that I should always ask for, because whenever I try to do something without God, it always fails. Jabez also says, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And I need God to help me to not cause anybody pain, because I've hurt people, and I never liked doing that.
My name is Deidre, and in this skit I play a church person. And I just have to be honest with you, life has never been wonderful for me. There's been its ups and its downs, and then its major downs. I've been through a lot, from foster care and drugs and family members in prison. And, you know, I can honestly say I've gotten to the point where suicide seemed the only way out. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for God. All those times when I felt alone and I was in so much pain, I know he was there. And he gave me everything I really needed, even though it's taken me till last year and this year to realize it. He gave me the family I needed to feel loved, the unloved I grew up not feeling. He gave me the counseling people who to show me the way. He gave me friends who will be there for me till the end. And he's there. And that's why it privileges me so much to be in this group. I feel at this moment, when I'm with this group, when I'm doing this skit, that I'm doing exactly what God wants me to do, sharing my life so I can help others. And I honestly don't think that God's let my life be the way it is without having something completely miraculous at the end of it. And the reason I can smile at all this is because God gave me Jeremiah 29:11. He said he had a plan for me and that he loves me and he'd always be there for me. And that's why I'm in the group, is to share that no matter all your ups and downs, the pains that you feel, how unloved and unwanted you feel, he's there for you. He has a plan for you. He'll guide you to the end of that plan, and he has a daddy hug that will last forever.
God is the God of second chances. In this drama, the girl goes to her parents for help, but her parents are so caught up with what's going on that they don't notice their own what's going on in their own daughter's lives. Has that ever happened to you? Can you remember when you were a child? Did you ever go to a parent or a trusted adult with something on your heart and have them not notice you? I'm not talking about that they didn't see you, but they didn't see your hurt inside. Where do you go from there? Did you turn to God? Or like the girl in the skit, did you turn to something else? Did you feel lost, unwanted, alone? You know what the awesome thing is? God will show you the way. God is there for you, and God always wants you around. You know what is even more awesome? No matter how far astray we go or how bad we mess up, God is always there with open arms. I know many of you are probably thinking, yeah, I know, I've heard this lecture a million times. But this is real. Behind me are 11 young people who are on fire for God. We've all had our problems. We've all messed up somehow. But slowly and surely, in God's time, we grow closer to him. And somehow, some way, God has led us to him. Hope isn't here to make you guys feel guilty or look down on you, but to do the complete opposite. We're here to show you the way of God, not the way of the world, to encourage you to make a stand for what is right, to help you lead others to the cross. We encourage you to have a personal relationship with God today, to completely surrender your life to him. It might be nerve-wracking at first, but if you trust in God, you can never go wrong.